tonight, Arizona Diamondbacks AAA affiliate, the Reno Aces, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, your Salt Lake Bees. Tuesday night is Smith's Family Night. Get four tickets for $20 and save 50% on regular hot dogs and fountain drinks. Compliments of Smith's. Wednesday night is Dollar Dog Night, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Enjoy Bees Baseball and a dollar hot dog. Compliments of Cypress Credit Union. September 22nd is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3. Grab a cold one and remember, this spot's for you, Todd. Calling all kids, the Bees Kids Club invites kids 12 and under to come onto the field and run the bases after the game on Saturday, September 24th. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about upcoming games, promotions, and theme nights, plus the latest team and player news. slbees.com is your home for Bees Baseball. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind home plate, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality, officially licensed sports merchandise only at the Bees Team Store. Visit the Bohemian Brewery Bullpen located in the left field corner. In the Bobo Bullpen, you'll find unique food and drink options, including pretzel bun drops, as well as Bohemian Brewery Bees Brew. Bohemian Brewery, proud sponsor of your Salt Lake Bees. Join us for Go Gold Night on Friday, September 23rd, as we unite as a community and do our part to strike out childhood cancer. Visit thehuntsman.org/gogold and donate to childhood cancer research. Huntsman Cancer Institute's mission is to understand cancer from its beginnings, to use that knowledge in the creation and improvement of cancer treatments, to relieve the suffering of cancer patients, and to provide education about cancer risk, prevention, and care. Through your generous donations, you advance the work of Huntsman Cancer Institute. Today is Safe in the Sunday, presented by University of Utah Health. We remind you to apply sunscreen, wear hats and sunglasses, and stay hydrated during today's game. UofU Health takes care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. For one or sun-safe tips, visit uofuhealth.org/bees. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit using language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
Feet if it's the hip. Flap your hands if it's the knee.
All right, Bees fans, it's time to introduce your Field of Dreams team, brought to you by Smith's. Please welcome our Bees Unveiled Master of Ceremonies, Mr. Tony Parks.
All right, Chuck, we're down here on a Sunday afternoon sunsplash. Smith's Ballpark, time now to meet our Field of Dreams team. So Smith's Ballpark, please give a warm Sunday afternoon welcome to the Pony Tech Express, your Field of Dreams team. With the catcher, number 18, Chad Perez. And third base, number 20, Amelia Chavez. At first base, number 11, Paisley Griffin. In the circle, number 00, Ashlyn Evans. At shortstop, 22, Emma Gonzalez. At catcher, number 15, Jenriana Distaff. Right fielder, number 3, Maya Houghton. The pitcher, number 8,
Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirute.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where today the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, and welcome to Smith's Ballpark and happy Sunday to you. Wherever you are today, the Aces are aiming for a split of this series. Reno hanging on for an 8-7 win last night, and with that victory, the Aces getting their magic number down to 10. Reno with the win last night. Vegas also won, so the magic number stayed at 10. The Aviators and the Rivercats were still playing when we got off the air, and Vegas ended up winning that game. So magic number is 10, and the Aces hoping to earn a split of this series today with the Bees. 8-7 was the final last night. It was a riveting game, and the Aces were fortunate that they held on to that 8-7 lead. A couple of different reasons why. The Bees had a chance to tie it in the seventh inning and should have tied it. But there was a ground rule double that bounced over the fence, and had the ball not bounced over the fence with two outs in the seventh inning, it would have been a tie game. And then Reno had to survive a bases loaded one out jam in the ninth. We take you back to last night's contest. And it was the Aces scoring first in the third inning. Reno had Jake Hager reach to start the inning on a drop pop up by Dylan Thomas in left, and it ended up being five straight hits after that. But the Aces made two outs on the bases. Camden Duzenac singled to right, was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double, but Hager got to third base, and then Giancarlo Cintron extended his hit streak to 10 games with an RBI single to left, and that gave the Aces a 1-0 lead. Dominic Fletcher came up next, and Fletcher would double to right. Cintron would try and score on that, and he'd be thrown out at the plate. One of two runners the Aces had cut down at the plate yesterday. Fletcher with that double, and then Jordan Luplo doubled him home, and then Seth Beer tripled Luplo home. First triple of the season for Seth Beer, and the Aces had a 3-0 lead. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Bees would cut into that lead facing Tyler Holton. Holton would give up an RBI single to Monte Harrison, and then with runners at second and third, a sack bunt, a safety squeeze bunt that allowed another run to score to make it 3-2. The Aces would get two more runs in the fifth inning on a two-run homer by Luplo. His sixth home run in 10 games with the Aces. That made it a 5-2 game. And those are the last runs given up by Jansen Junk, the starter for the Bees. Went five innings, he gave up five runs, two of them earned on seven hits. He hit a batter, and he struck out four. Reno would open up a big lead in the sixth inning. Kyle Bearclaw on the pitch, and with two on and nobody out, Dominic Maroglio launched his 10th home run of the year, a three-run shot. That made it 8-2, and the Aces feeling pretty good at that point, but the Bees would come back in the bottom of the sixth inning and counter with four runs, the centerpiece being a three-run homer by Jake Gatewood, and Gatewood's home run would make it an 8-6 ball game. So in the blink of an eye, it was back to being a game again at a two-run separation. Tyler Holton went three innings in relief of Edwin Uceta, who went three scoreless to start the game. Holton went three innings. He allowed six runs on six hits. Luis Frias came on to pitch the seventh, and Frias, with two outs and the bases empty, gave up a solo home run to Dylan Thomas off of the screen out in right center field off the video display. That made it 8-7. Two batters later, with Michael Stefanik at first base and two outs, Orlando Martinez doubled to left center, a ball that was sure to score Stefanik, except the ball bounced off the warning track and over the fence, so a ground rule double meant that Stefanik had to go back to third, and then Monte Harrison came up and struck out swinging, and Frias was fortunate to escape with the lead still intact. And then we move to the ninth inning, and in the ninth inning, Mitchell Stumpo, with one out, issued back-to-back walks, followed by an intentional walk after a double steal and the count running to 3-0 to Stefanik. They just intentionally walked him. So the bases loaded, one out, and Stumpo at this point, 13 consecutive appearances without an earned run. That was on the line as well as the game, and Orlando Martinez would come up and hit into a game-ending 4-6-3 double play. It was quite the finish last night here at Smith's Ballpark. Our final totals last night, the Aces, 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, and they left 4 stranded. The Bees, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 7. The winning pitcher, Tyler Holton, in relief, now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Jansen Junk, now 1-6. And Mitchell Stumpo with the save, his 7th in as many tries. In a game that took 2 hours and 38 minutes. The paid attendance, 6,214 last night here at Smith's Ballpark. Turning the page to today's ball game again, the Aces trying for a split of this series. And with the win, could get their magic number down to 9 with a win. And an Aviators loss, the magic number would be down to 8 heading into the homestand. It'll be Brandon Fott on the mound for Reno, and it'll be Kenny Rosenberg on the mound for Salt Lake. We saw Fott pitch game 1 in this series opposite Davis Daniel. Fott went 5 innings, allowed 4 runs on 8 hits while striking out 8. And Rosenberg is making his first appearance of this series. So it'll be Fott and Rosenberg to start this game today. And then a day off tomorrow. Again, the Aces bus back to Reno after this game. There was not a flight that could accommodate the whole traveling party, so Reno busing back after this game. A day off tomorrow. And then we begin the homestand on Tuesday, the last six-game homestand of the season. The River Cats are in town, and the Aces hoping they'll have a chance to potentially clinch a playoff berth as part of that homestand. The Bees have taken the field, and we will turn it over to the public address for tonight's or today's national anthem. And following the anthem, we'll have the starting lineups and the first pitch from Salt Lake City.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise as today's colors will be presented by the soldiers of the Salt Lake City Army Recruiting Battalion. We ask you now to remove your caps and joining Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, the Salt Lake Bees, and the Reno Aces, as we remember those whose lives were lost on September 11, 2001, and those who died from illnesses obtained at Ground Zero. We also honor the first responders who put their lives in harm's way. We pay tribute to them and to the men and women who serve our country as we honor the pledge. We shall not forget. And now, please join us as we observe a moment of silence. And now, we pause to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, which will be performed today by Ava Mousley.
Our national anthem on this, the 21st anniversary of September 11th, 2001. It's so hard to believe it has been that long, but it's great to have you with us. And, of course, we always remember on this day the men and women who lost their lives on that unforgettable day back in 2001. The color guard is leaving the field, and so the players and the fans are still standing at attention as the color guard exits off to the right. And once they make their way off the field, Kenny Rosenberg will begin to warm up. And the colors have now left the field, and we are about to begin here in Salt Lake City. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us for Aces Baseball on the radio. It's a beautiful Sunday here in the Mountain Region. And it's game six, the final game of this set. The Ace is the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the B's the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And welcome to Smith's Ballpark today. Let's get you started with the lineups, and we'll start with the visiting Aces, posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Reno coming in with a record of 74-60 and a magic number of 10 to clinch a playoff berth. Leading off, the second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron, batting second and catching Jose Herrera. Hitting third, the center fielder, Dominic Fletcher. Cleanup batter is first baseman, Leandro Cedeno. Hitting fifth, the designated hitter, Seth Beer. Batting sixth in left field, Camden Duzenac. And rounding out the order for Reno, batting seventh, the right fielder, Dominic Canzone. Hitting eighth, the third baseman, Drew Stankiewicz. And batting ninth, playing shortstop, Cole Tucker. Again, for the Aces, it's Cintron at second, Herrera catching, and Fletcher in center. Cedeno at first, Beer the DH, Duzenac in left, Canzone in right, Stankiewicz at third, and Tucker the shortstop. The starting nine for the Salt Lake Bees is posted by manager Lou Marson. The Bees at 63-71. Leading off, the shortstop Jake Palamaki batting second. The designated hitter Keen Wong hitting third. Left fielder Dylan Thomas. Cleanup batter is second baseman Michael Stefanik hitting at fifth. The right fielder Orlando Martinez batting sixth. In center field, Monte Harrison, and rounding out the order for Salt Lake, batting seventh, the third baseman Jose Gomez. Hitting eighth, the first baseman Jake Gatewood. And batting ninth and catching, Anthony Mulrine. Again, for the Bees, Palamaki at short, Wong the DH, Thomas in left, Stefanik at second, Martinez in right, Harrison in center, Gomez at third, Gatewood at first, and Mulrine the catcher. Brandon Fott makes a start for the Aces. We'll talk more about him when he toes a slab in the bottom of the first inning. But it's Kenny Rosenberg, the southpaw, on the mound for the Bees. And Rosenberg's first pitch is at 1:10 p.m. Mountain Time. And it's swung on and fouled back for strike one. The game time temperature, 81 degrees under sunny skies, and the high is going to be 90 today. It should be a perfect day for baseball here in Salt Lake City. Rosenberg on the third base side of the rubber into his motion, and the 0-1, and a swing and a fly ball to right toward the corner. Angled back to his left is Martinez, and Martinez makes the catch for out number one, tucked inside fair territory, and that is how our ball game begins. The defense for the Bees, the outfield left to right, Dylan Thomas, Monte Harrison, and Orlando Martinez. The infield third to first around the horn, Jose Gomez, Jake Palamaki, Michael Stefanik, and Jake Gatewood. Anthony Mulrine behind the plate, and the southpaw Kenny Rosenberg on the bump. Rosenberg has seen his first big league time this season. Three games with the Halos, he's made one start in the big leagues. A 4.22 ERA and 10 2/3 innings with the Angels. That pitch is low, ball one. With Salt Lake, where he spent most of his time this season, he's making his 12th appearance, his 11th start. He's 2-4 with a 3.24 ERA. The left-hander out of Cal State Northridge deals, and it's swung on and bounced to third. It's going to be on one hop taken by Jose Gomez to his glove side. He throws to first in time to get Herrera, and that is out number two. The Bees wearing their home white pants. They're wearing gold tops. Bees written in black block letters, trimmed in white across the chest. A black number trimmed in white on the lower left front of the jersey. A black number trimmed in white on the back of the gold jersey, and the Bees have their black caps with the primary logo out front. The ace is the traveling gray pants, the navy tops with the letter R on the left front of the jersey, the red diamond inside on that left front of the jersey. And for the aces, as Fletcher swings and lines it foul off to the left, a white number trimmed in red on the back of the blue jersey. And the aces have their blue caps with the red bill, the letter R in white with the red diamond inside on the front of the ball cap for Reno. Third baseman Gomez is well off the line. Center fielder Harrison slightly towards left, and a pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing in two to Dominic Fletcher. It's a hazy sunshine today, and the 0-2, and Fletcher swings and lines it foul off to the left. Fletcher batting 300, four homers, 29 runs batted in. Could see the Wasatch Mountains off in the distance, but through a sunny haze. And this haze has been with us since Friday. No balls and two strikes to Fletcher. And again, the center fielder Harrison is slightly towards left. The 0-2 on the way, and Fletcher checks his swing, and it is confirmed that he did on the appeal up to the third base umpire. Ben Sontag is a third base umpire. Working the plate, Jonathan Biaretta, and up the first baseline is the crew chief, Paul Clemens. One ball and two strikes to the left-handed hitting Fletcher. Into his motion, Rosenberg in the pitch is swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Mulrine, who shows the ball in his glove to the home plate umpire Biaretta, and Mulrine hangs on, and that is a strikeout to end a 1-2-3 inning worked by Kenny Rosenberg. Nothing across for the aces in the top of the first. We go to the home half. It is Reno nothing, and it's Salt Lake coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
No score. We go to the bottom of the first inning here in Salt Lake City. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us. And Brandon Faud with the big over-the-head windup in the pitch. It's swung on and fouled back by Jake Palamaki, and it's nothing in one. Palamaki saw his 8-game hit streak come to an end yesterday, going 0-for-5. He also had a 9-game on-base streak that ended yesterday with that 0-for-5. But Palamaki was due for a cool day. Here's the 0-1, and it is in the dirt, and it's 1-ball, 1-strike. Palamaki gave aces pitching fits through the first 4 games of this series. And he's batting .326, 2 homers, 27 runs batted in. The defense behind the right-hander fought the outfield left to right, Camden Duzenac, Dominic Fletcher, and Dominic Canzone. The 1-1 is low and inside, and it's 2-1. The infield around the horn from third to first, Drew Stankiewicz, Cole Tucker, Giancarlo Cintron, and Leandro Cedeno. Jose Herrera behind the dish, and the right-hander fought is on the mound. And he winds over his head, and the 2-1, and it is a strike that catches the inside corner, and it's even at 2-2. Again, Faught pitched in game one of this series, and considering the circumstances, pitched really well. He went 5 innings. He allowed 4 runs on 8 hits while striking out 8. Here's the 2-2 on the way, and a swing and a shot to first, absorbed nicely by the first baseman, Cedeno, with that big frame. Cedeno takes it 3 unassisted. And out number one here in the bottom of the first, and Keen Wong coming up next. But talking about those circumstances on Tuesday, remember when we traveled here on Tuesday, we almost didn't make it here in time to play the game. There was an issue with the plane that we were taking into Salt Lake, so we didn't get off the ground in Reno until 12:30, and when you factor in the time change, we basically had to show up, drop the bags at the hotel, race to the ballpark, and the guys had to get dressed and to just play the game without much prep, as that swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one to Wong. So considering those circumstances, Brandon Faught pitched really well on Tuesday. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a fly ball lifted to left. Shallow coming in is Duzenac, and Duzenac will make the catch in stride for out number two. So 2 up and 2 down. And Dylan Thomas coming up next. Thomas hit a home run off the video board yesterday in the 7th inning. That was his only hit. He went 1-for-3. He also walked twice. Third baseman Stankiewicz is even with the bag. The shortstop Tucker is in the shift to the right of second. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it is off the outside. Ball one to Dylan Thomas. Thomas batting .282, 15 home runs and 67 runs batted in. Here's the wind and the 1-0. And a swing and a miss. Look out in the on-deck circle. Thomas lost a grip on the bat, and Michael Stefanik in the first base on-deck circle had to dance out of the way. Stefanik's like, I don't know if I should give this bat back to you. Tried to injure me with it. And Thomas will go get a new bat. That's funny. He's exchanging the bat. Not often do you see that. Usually you just see a guy go and tar up the handle, but he's actually exchanging the bat. So 1-ball and 1-strike as Thomas makes his way back up to the dish. It's a lighter Sunday crowd here at Smith's Ballpark. Here's the wind and the 1-1. And it is a strike at the knees, and now 1-2. Again, the shift on 3 to the right of second. The second baseman, Cintron, playing the grass and short right. The outfield is straight away. The third baseman, Stankiewicz, is well off the line back toward the outfield grass. And the 1-1 is very high, up and away at 96. And a count 2-1. Brandon Faught has impressed in his short AAA time, which is now just over a month. Faught in 7 starts for the Aces, 3-0, and has fashioned a 2.57 ERA. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a foul above the third base dugout off the netting. In 42 innings in the PCL, Faught has struck out 47 and walked 12. And he's allowed just 29 hits in 42 innings. Numbers that Faught has put up are about as good as they come in this league. Two balls and two strikes. The wind and the pitch. And a swing and a fly ball lifted to straightaway center. It'll send Fletcher back angled to his right. And now Fletcher squares up and makes the catch. That ends the inning. So Fott works a 1-2-3 bottom of the first and nothing across for the Bees. On to the second, scoreless in Salt Lake City. This is Aces Baseball on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, let's buy a dune buggy. Or, sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law. That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, when did you get so smart about money? Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Leandro Cedeno will lead it off, a hulking presence in the right-handed hitter's batter's box. No score, top of the second inning, and Kenny Rosenberger worked a 1-2-3 first deals, and it swung on and missed. A little cut piece there to Cedeno, and it's nothing in one. Cedeno in from the right side with the defense playing him straight up, and Leandro playing in his fifth game with the Aces, a swing and a fly ball to right center field shallow, coming in and to his right is Orlando Martinez. He makes the catch. And that is out number one. And that will make Cedeno now 3-4 his first 15 in an Aces uniform. One away, and Seth Beer coming up next. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Beer in from the left side, and the pitch on the way is taken in tight, ball one. Seth batting 235, 13 homers, 55 ribbies. Had a great game yesterday. Had a couple of nice picks at first. And also hit his first triple of the season. There's the 1-0, and it's off the outside. Two balls and no strikes. Seth Camden-Duzenac is on deck. Again, no score. Top of the second inning. Three to the right of second in the shift. Palamaki, the shortstop, is playing the second base slot, while the third baseman Gomez plays the shortstop spot. Rosenberg delivers, and Beer takes up and in, and it's three balls and no strikes. I mentioned Rosenberg out of Cal State Northridge. Born in Mill Valley, California, out of Tamalpe High School in Mill Valley. There's the 3-0, and it is low, ball four. So Beer walks and becomes the first base runner of the ballgame. One on, one out, and Camden Duzenac coming up next. Rosenberg drafted by the Rays in the eighth round of 2016, and he was with the Rays through last season, spent last season mostly with AAA Durham, and this is first season with the Halos, and again, he has spent most of his time here with Salt Lake, although again, did make his major league debut earlier this season, has three games in the big leagues with the Angels, and that pitch is going to miss for ball one to Camden Duzenac, who's in from the right side. Dews batting 256, 13 homers, and 51 runs batted in. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a fly ball straight away center field. Monte Harrison drifts back, angled to his right, and Harrison makes the catch for out number two. So Rosenberg bounces back from the one-out walk. And with one on and two out, Dominic Canzone makes his way to the plate. Canzone batting .283, 12 home runs, and 57 runs batted in. There's a very, very light breeze blowing out towards left. The flag's at half-mast today being September 11th. Lefty to lefty here, Rosenberg to Canzone, and Canzone swings to the first one and lifts it toward the left field line. Dylan Thomas jogging over there, but that's going to be back into the seats and out of play and be strike one on Canzone. Canzone last night, 1-for-4, had a single and a run scored. He scored as part of Dominic Maroglio's 3-run homer last night. The 0-1, and it's up and in. One ball and one strike to Canzone. Shift is on, 3 to the right of second. Canzone in from the left side, and Rosenberg, the lefty, pauses and brings his 1-1, and it's swung on and missed. Half-hearted swing there. And it's one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 on the way, and a swing and a foul to the backstop, so it stays a ball and two strikes. Rosenberg with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. One and two, and the pitch, and a swing and a line drive right field. That's going to get down and make it to the wall on one bounce. Around second, heading for third is Beer, who does not have a lot of speed, so he's going to have to be held even with two outs at third base. And even with two outs, there were two things going against the Aces there. Beer, of course, was going on contact, but the things that were going against the Aces, Beer's lack of speed and how hard that ball was hit by Canzone. It got out to the wall in a hurry, so it gave Martinez a chance to play the carom quickly enough to where he was able to get it back in and keep Seth Beer from scoring. So it's Beer at third, and Canzone has the first hit of the game, and it's a double. He's at second, and Drew Stankiewicz comes up next. And Stankiewicz in from the right side, batting .143, no homers, and four runs batted in, and the pitch is taken for a strike on the inside corner. Stankiewicz playing in his eighth game with the Aces. He has 3 hits and 21 official at-bats. There's the pitch, and it is off the outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Stankiewicz, of the 3 hits that he has, one is a double, one is a triple. So he's made him count. And he could make one count here with two in scoring position and two outs. One ball and one strike. No score, top of the second. And the pitch is going to miss low. And it's 2-1. The 2-1. And it's low and inside. 3 balls and a strike to Stankiewicz. Cole Tucker, the ninth place hitter, is on deck. Seth Beer at third and Dominic Canzone at second. And, of course, with two outs, anything to the outfield likely scores them both. Rosenberg shaking a sign there from Mulrein. And now he's ready to go. And now he steps off. So with that, Stankiewicz backs out of the box for a moment. The 3-1. And Stankiewicz takes a strike on the outside corner. Backdoor breaking ball there from Rosenberg. And a daring pitch on 3-1, but he connects, and it's a full count now, 3-2. Payoff pitch and a swing and a fly ball right field. Angled out to his right is Martinez, and he'll make the catch, and that ends the inning. Stankiewicz did a nice job taking it the other way, but it hung up too long, and Martinez able to get over to his right to haul it in. And Rosenberg is out of danger in the second inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left in scoring position. To the bottom of the second, still scoreless in Salt Lake City on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Brandon Fott will deal, and Michael Stefanik swings at the first pitch. The ground ball to the shortstop, Cole Tucker. His throw pulls Cedeno down the line a little bit, but Cedeno easily able to take a step to his left, collect it, and be there waiting for the tag of Stefanik for out number one. So on one pitch, there's one out here in the second inning, and Orlando Martinez comes up next. Martinez in from the left side. No score. The Aces stranded two in scoring position in the top half of this inning, and the pitch from Fott is swung on and missed. And nothing in one to Martinez, batting 255, homers, 29 runs batted in. It was Martinez who grounded into the game-ending 4-6-3 double play last night with the bases loaded and one out. As that pitch is bunted third base side, it's a good one, and Fott is going to let it keep rolling in case it wants to go foul, but it does not. So a bunt single for Orlando Martinez, and that's how the Bees get their first hitter aboard. They're playing him to pull it, obviously, and Martinez shooting it off to the left with a bunt. And now Monte Harrison in from the right side. Harrison batting 242, 7 homers and 34 runs batted in. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside edge, and nothing in one. Brandon Fott out of Division II Bellarmine, drafted in the fifth round of that five-round pandemic draft in 2020. 149th overall pick, and he's made the Diamondbacks look brilliant for it, as that's grounded foul first base side, foul territory by the dugout. No balls and two strikes to Harrison. Jose Gomez is on deck with Orlando Martinez at first base. The 0-2, and it's strike three right down the middle. It was a slider, and it found a good chunk of the plate. So Monte Harrison down looking, and that's the first strikeout for Brandon Fott. With two down, Jose Gomez coming up. prior to coming to Reno, Fott made 19 starts with Amarillo, the AA club. He went 6-6, had a 4.53 ERA, 144 strikeouts, a ton of Ks in 105 innings pitched. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, a sweeping slider from Fott, and it's nothing and one. Fott's 0-1, runner goes, and a swing and a flare shallow right field. That'll dunk in there for a base hit, and hitting third base is Martinez. It's played back in by Canzone. And Jose Gomez just went out and got that one and flicked it the other way. That was down and away. That was not a bad pitch. And Gomez just managing to make contact and to flare it out to shallow right. So Gomez extends the inning, puts runners at the corners for Jake Gatewood. Gatewood had been 0-4 his last 14 prior to hitting a three-run homer in the sixth inning last night that brought the Bees back. They entered that inning trailing 8-2 last night, and after Gatewood's home run, it was 8-6. Here's the pitch, and Gatewood takes inside. Gatewood batting .219 now with 18 homers and 56 runs batted in, a guy that can hit the ball a ton, as you saw last night. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. No score, bottom of the second inning. Each team has put two on in their half of the second. The Aces stranded two. And we'll see what comes of the runners of the corners here and two outs for the Bees. One ball, one strike, and the pitch is taken just wide. Fastball at 94, just missed. A good eye displayed by Gatewood, and it's 2-1. This is Fott's third outing versus the Bees. We mentioned the one on Tuesday. He faced them on August 20th and blanked them in seven. Seven scoreless, gave up one hit, struck out four. The pitch is a slider low, and it's 3-1. There is a base open. Anthony Morine is on deck. Gatewood, a guy with a lot of power, and you got to be careful here if you're Fott. You don't want to throw him a cookie. Here's the 3-1, and a slider caught the inside corner for a strike. So Fott threw him a breaking ball, and he threw it for a strike, and now the count runs full. This is like rock, paper, scissors here. Is Gatewood guessing he's going to get another slider, or does he think Fott wants to go with a fastball and try and overpower him? Three balls and two strikes. The kick and the pitch. Runner from first goes, and it's swung on and missed, and he threw him a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It was dropped by Herrera, but he applies the tag to Gatewood, and that strikeout ends the inning. So Brandon Fott with a good sequence of pitching there, falling behind 3-1 to Gatewood, coming back to strike him out. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left, and we head to the top of the third. Still scoreless on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
Each team put two on in their half of the second inning. Neither team scored. Zach Mayrudy, glad to have you with us as we go to the top of the third. Cole Tucker swings and lines a single into left field and a base hit. So Tucker jumping on a first pitch changeup from Rosenberg. That was a 75-mile-an-hour pitch. And Tucker ropes it into left field off to the left of the third baseman, Gomez. And Giancarlo Cintron coming up next. Cintron in from the right side and trying to extend his hit streak to 11 games today. He flied to right his only other time up. And here's the pitch, and Cintron swings and rips one fair up the left field line and up to the corner. It's an 11-game hit streak for Cintron, and let's see how far Tucker can run. He's around third, being waved. The throw home will be late. And into second base, clapping with a double, is Giancarlo Cintron. And Anthony Mulrein thought that he had the tag down on Tucker. The slide began right as Mulrein got the throw. And it was really tough to tell from our angle, as Lou Marson's now going to come out and talk with the home plate umpire. It was tough from our angle to see if maybe there was a tag. So let's see on the replay. I think Tucker got his left arm across before Mulrein got the tag on his chest. And Lou Marson will walk back toward the first base dugout. Unhappy about that, but Giancarlo Cintron happy about an 11-game hit streak. And to extend it, he breaks the ice in this game. It's an RBI double to the left field corner. Tucker with great speed scoring from first. And it's 1-0 Reno, and Jose Herrera comes up next. Herrera in from the right side with Cintron at second base. And here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and nothing and one to Herrera. Center fielder Harrison slightly towards right. The second baseman Stefanik is toward the middle. The first baseman Gatewood is well off the line. The kick and the 0-1, and a swing and a shot to the middle, and that's through for a base hit. Cintron at third base. He's being waved, and he'll score without a throw. And his back-to-back Ribby knocks for the Aces. Cintron's RBI double, and now Herrera's RBI single. So Reno makes it a 2-0 lead.
Dominic Fletcher.
And Dominic Fletcher coming up next. Fletcher struck out swinging his only other time. Third baseman Gomez is well off the line, even with the bag. The middle infielders are at double play depth. The center fielder Harrison is towards left center. And here's the pitch, and it's swung on and bounced to the right side. Backhanded by Gatewood, goes to second for one. The return throw to first in time for two. And a 3-6-3 double play puts a damper on things this inning for the Aces. Like that, two outs and the base is empty now. And Leandro Cedeno.
First baseman, number 49, Leandro Cedeno.
Cedeno in from the right side. And the second baseman, Stefanik, shaded toward the middle. And the pitch on the way, and Cedeno swings and misses, and it's nothing and one. Two runs, four hits for the Aces. Both runs and three of the four hits coming here in the top of the third. The pitch, and a swing and a miss, and now nothing and two. Breaking ball down and in. Here's the 0-2, and it is in tight. One ball and two strikes to Cedeno. The 1-2, And a swing and a drive. That's the deep right field. Going back is Martinez. He's on the warning track, angled to his right, and he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Cedeno's put a hurting on a couple of balls in this series, but has not yet managed to hit his first AAA home run. For the Aces, two runs, three hits, no errors, and none left. And we go to the bottom of the third. It's now Reno 2 and Salt Lake nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof,
the Aces leading 2-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning at Smith's Ballpark. The last time that we will visit Smith's Ballpark in 2022. And here's the pitch on the way, and it's swung on and missed, and nothing in one to Anthony Mulrine, the ninth place hitter. Mulrine batting 195, no homers, 3 runs batted in. He's up for the first time today, and this will complete Fott's first trip through the order. Fott on the third base side of the rubber. There's the wind and the pitch. And a swing and a foul to the backstop, and it's nothing in two. Fott worked around two on with two out in the second inning. Orlando Martinez had a bunt single, and then with two outs, Jose Gomez flared a single into right, but Fott was able to rally from being behind in the count 3-1 to Jake Gatewood and struck him out to end the inning. The wind and the 0-2, and a swing and a fly ball to shallow center field. Going out is Cintron. Coming in a long way is Fletcher, and Dominic Fletcher will make the catch, and maybe about 40 feet, 50 feet or so back of the infield. So one away, and back to the top of the order. And Jake Palamaki, who grounded out 3 and assisted his first time up. Fott winds and brings his first pitch to Palamaki, and it's in for a called strike. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com as that's line foul off to the left. And it's nothing in two to Jake Palamaki, who's all of a sudden 0 for his last 8. No balls and 2 strikes. There's the wind and the pitch. And a swing and a chop to the left side. It's going to be taken by the shortstop, Tucker. He gathers and slings it to first to get Palamaki for out number 2. So make it 0 for his last 9. And now with 2 away, Keen Wong is coming up next. Wong fly to left, his only other time up. The Aces with a win, hoping to earn a split of this series. And that's really going to be the idea for the Aces, just to, at bare minimum, split the next two series. Of course, you can't split a three-game series, which they have with Tacoma, to end the season. But they're hoping that the business is handled by then. The pitch on the way is bunted but popped up towards Cedeno, and that big first baseman rumbles forward and makes the catch in fair territory. And that ends the inning on the busted bunt attempt by Keen Wong. Nothing across for the Bees in the third. And we head to the middle innings, the top of the fourth. It's Reno 2, Salt Lake nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Seth Beer in from the left side, and once the grounds crew exits the field after the drag prior to the top of the fourth, we'll begin the top of the fourth. As a lefty-lefty, Rosenberg to Beer, and the pitch is low and outside. Ball one. Seth drew a walk his first time up in the second inning, was stranded. The Aces got two runs on three hits in the third. They shift Beer three to the right of second, and the pitch is low. Two balls and no strikes. Seth Beer, Camden Duzenac, and Dominic Canzone. The 2-0 is swung on and lifted foul out of play to the left, and now 2-1. Here's the wind of the 2-1, and Beer swings and lifts a fly ball deep to left. Thomas going back, and Thomas is going to watch it go over the fencing. And a home run for Seth Beer, and for Seth, his 14th. And he goes the opposite way here to lead off the top of the fourth. And Reno makes it a 3-0 advantage on an opposite field home run hit by Seth Beer. Sounded good off the bat, looked good. Dylan Thomas with a short pursuit before he realized that he'd have to just helplessly watch it go onto the grass. So now Camden Duzenac, who flied to center his only other time up. Reno now three runs on five hits as the pitch is swung on and pulled deep in the hole to the left side. Diving stop by Palamaki on the outfield grass, but that's all he could do. Palamaki just holds the ball in the infield. And Camden Duzenac extends his hit streak to 8 games. So the two longest hit streaks, the guys who are active today, Cintron and Duzenac, both get them extended. So now Cintron an 11-gamer and Duzenac an 8-gamer with that infield single. So those streaks will add to some intrigue heading into the homestand. And now Dominic Canzone, who's in from the left side. Canzone, with Duzenac being held at first by Gatewood, and a throw to first, and Duzenac goes diving back. They're midway through six in Round Rock. Sugarland with a 2-0 lead on the Express. Again, that race is airtight in the East. Now it's El Paso in first place, leading the Dodgers and Round Rock by a game. Here's the pitch, and it is off the outside. The ball, no strikes to Canzone. They're midway through the third in Oklahoma City. The Dodgers lead Tacoma 4-1. The 1-0 as the runner bluffs and the pitch is low as Duzenac caught the attention of Morine, the catcher, with that hard deke towards second. Two balls and no strikes to Dominic Canzone, lefty to lefty. Duzenac takes off. The pitch is a high fastball. Check swing. He didn't go. And the throw to second will ricochet into shallow center field. And Duzenac will just stay at second base. And Camden Duzenac has a steal. And for him, his ninth of the season. Ball ricocheted into Duzenac. Wasn't sure where the ball ended up. So had he seen where the ball was headed, he probably would have taken third. But Duzenac popped up and did not immediately know where the ball was. So Duzenac with a steal. And now he's in scoring position for Canzone. Three balls and no strikes. Three to the right of second. Palamaki, the shortstop, in the shift. The pitch is taken inside. Ball four. So Canzone walks. And he's aboard for a second time. And that'll coax the catcher Morine to the mound to chat here with Kenny Rosenberg. The Aces once again taking the field as Los Corazones de Reno is part of MILB's Copa de la Diversión on September 15th and 16th. They take on the Rivercats at Greater Nevada Field this week. And to get your tickets, renoaces.com. Only nine chances left at home to see the Aces. So after the leadoff home run by Seth Beer, Duzenac an infield single and a steal, and Canzone with a walk. And now Stankiewicz in from the right side, and the pitch, and a swing and a high fly ball to left center field. Fighting the haze is Dylan Thomas, but he gets to his spot and makes the catch. Tagging and racing for third is Duzenac, and he will make it in there. Canzone will hold at first, so Stankiewicz flies out deep enough to left center to allow Duzenac to tag and advance to third. And obviously a big deal now. That is just the first out of the inning. So that means it sets up Cole Tucker with a chance to drive in a run. Tucker's 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored in the third. And the pitch is swung on and fouled at the dish for strike one. Throw to first, and back standing goes Canzone. Diamondbacks are at Coors Field today, and Zach Gallen on the mound for the D-backs. Arizona leading 1-0 in the top of the third inning. A lot of aces in the lineup for the D-backs in that game. Pitch is outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Diamondbacks have Dalton Varsho, Jake McCarthy, Christian Walker, Stone Garrett, Corbin Carroll. All those guys are in the lineup today. Here's the 1-1, and it's low. And it's 2-1 to Tucker with runners at the corners and one out. Tucker trying to just find a way to put the ball in play at the very least and expand this 3-0 Aces lead. Three runs, six hits for Reno. No runs, two hits for Salt Lake. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Pitch was down and in from Rosenberg, an off-speed pitch at 79. Looks like it's Ryan Smith throwing in the Salt Lake bullpen. Now a throw to first, and a back standing goes Canzone. And that is the second pickoff move over by Rosenberg, so he's not allowed to do it again. Canzone takes off, and the pitch is up high. They will throw down to second, but it will not be in time. And Dominic Canzone, knowing that Rosenberg could not pick over there anymore, is aggressive and gets himself a stolen base. And for Canzone, that is his 13th steal in his 15th attempts. So now two in scoring position for Tucker. And the infield is in. 3-2, and it's up and away, ball four. Tucker taking a breaking ball high and wide. And they're loaded for Giancarlo Cintron, who extended his hit streak to 11 games with an RBI double in the third. Mulrine, the catcher, going to the mound. Smith has not been thrown for long down in the pen. So it's Duzenac at third, Canzone at second, Tucker at first. They're loaded for Giancarlo Cintron. Again, now riding an 11-game hit streak. And he swings and lines this one to left. It's sinking fast and played on a bounce by Thomas. And they'll go station to station as a racing home was Duzenac. That was lined out, and it wasn't until the last moment that you could tell it was going to drop in front of Dylan Thomas. It was still a chance he was maybe going to be able to lean forward or fall forward and make the catch. But it's a RBI single for Giancarlo Cintron, who's 2-for-3 with two ribbies. And it's the end of the line for Kenny Rosenberg. As again, on that play, Duzenac scored, Canzone at third, Tucker at second, and now Cintron at first. And Ryan Smith, the new Salt Lake pitcher. And we'll tell you more about him when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. From Smith's Ballpark, where the Aces now lead it 4-0, and they have the bases loaded and still only one out in the top of the fourth. And we're back after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City. Start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Well, not Ryan Smith, but Jake Kalish is on for Salt Lake as that pitch is outside ball. What I saw Smith throwing earlier, so must have swapped Kalish for him in the bullpen. But Kalish, the left-hander, is facing Jose Herrera with the bases loaded and one out, and the Aces holding a 4-0 lead. And the pitch on the way is taken for a strike at the knees. And it's even at 1-1 to Jose, who had an RBI single in the third. So again, Kalish is the new pitcher. And he takes over for Kenny Rosenberg. He inherits three runners. Rosenberg going 3 1/3 innings. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a miss. Off speed there from Kalish. And it's now 1-2. Kalish 9-2, a 2.93 ERA, and he is prone to strike guys out, 69 strikeouts in 73 2/3 innings. So just under a strikeout an inning, but I mention that because he's looking for one here. One ball and two strikes. An ace at every base, and here's the 1-2. And a swing and a slap shot the other way, gloved by the first baseman Gatewood. And Gatewood throws to second for one, and then back to the bag for two, and a double play. Gatewood was full of options there. So Gatewood ended up going to second for that first out, and then back to first it went. I thought maybe he'd just get the out at first. Maybe he'd try and come home, but they get the double play, and it ends the inning. The Aces do get two more runs, though. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors, and after that double play, two men left stranded. So nice job by Kalish as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's the Aces 4 and the Bees nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Bees 4 and or the Aces 4, the Bees nothing, the Bees coming up in the bottom of the fourth inning. And what a nice double play started by Jake Gatewood in that top of the fourth inning. Is that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Gatewood fielded the ball, threw it to the shortstop Palamaki, and then got back to the bag and kind of had a lunge back toward that first base bag to get it in time. 3-6-3 on that double play as that swung on and missed. And it's nothing and two to Dylan Thomas, who flied to center his only other time up. Brandon Fott has been his usual terrific self. Fott gave up a pair of singles in the second inning, a bunt single and a flare. Here's the 0-2, and it's high and tight, one ball and two strikes, but there's been nothing that's been hit hard off of Fott to this point. One ball and two strikes. Three to the right of second, the third baseman Stankiewicz back toward the outfield grass, and the pitch is taken. Strike three called on the inside corner, so Thomas is rung up. And that is the third strikeout for Brandon Fott, and it brings up Michael Stefanik. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we could do for you at gncu.org. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have you with us from Salt Lake City. Hope you're having a great Sunday afternoon as the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The wind and the 0-1, and it's way outside from Fada's slider that was way out there. One ball and one strike to Stefanik. There's the wind and the 1-1. And it's off the outside, 2-1. Fought third base side of the slab. The wind, and here it comes. And a swing and a drive to deep left field. Going back is Duzenac, and he'll turn, and that one is gone. So Michael Stefanik gets the bees on the board, and that is the hardest hit ball off of Brandon Faught to this point, and it's 4-1, Reno. So Stefanik, who does not have many home runs, has connected on two here in this series. He hit one two nights ago, a two-run homer off of Danny Olivero on Friday, and now he takes Brandon Faught deep. Here's Orlando Martinez. And a pitch on the way, and Martinez swings and grounds it back up the middle off of Faught's glove. He calmly goes to the first base side of the infield, picks the ball up and underhands it to the first baseman, Cedeno. 1-3 put out, and they're two away. And Monte Harrison coming up next. Harrison has struck out looking his only other time up. Now the contingent from the dugout coming out, Mike Powell, Doug Drabeck, and Gil Velasquez. They want to make sure Faught's okay. I didn't see anything that would concern me. I thought he just stuck the glove out, knocked it down. Faught looks just fine, and folks are satisfied from the dugout that Brandon Faught just knocked that down with his glove. I saw nothing there that would concern me, but obviously they're seeing it from a different angle and with much more concern in that dugout. So in from the right side is Monte Harrison, and the pitch is taken off the outside, ball one. The windup and the 1-0, and a swing and a foul to the backstop. And it's even in one ball and one strike to Harrison. The center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards right. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a foul back, and now 1-2. Over the head windup in the 1-2, and it is strike three called. Faught dots the outside corner with that pitch, and Harrison down looking to end the innings. So Harrison 0-2 with a couple of Ks, and a couple of Ks in that inning for Brandon Faught, but the Bees do get on the board. A one-out solo home run off the bat of Stefanik. One run, one hit, no errors, and none left. And now to the top of the fifth, it's the Aces 4 and the Bees 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Here on the Wasatch Front, John Denver takes us into the top of the fifth inning. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have you with us, and hope you're in the midst of a wonderful weekend as Dominic Fletcher, Leandro Cedeno, and Seth Beer are scheduled for the top of the fifth. Reno leading 4-1, and Jake Kalish is back out after inducing an inning-ending double play, facing his first hitter, Herrera, in the fourth as that pitch is in tight, ball one. Nice job by Kalish, inherited the bases loaded with one out, and got that inning-ending twin killing. 3-6-3 is how it went. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and hit back toward the mound. Off the front slope of the mound, it's gloved by Palamaki, and his throw to first is airmailed off of the dugout. And Jake Palamaki, who had a long way to come in, looked like he got himself in position to make that throw to first. And then maybe just glanced off the glove of Gatewood. It's tough for us to tell from up here. On the replay, I think maybe it glanced Gatewood's glove. But it's not going to matter because they're going to give Dominic Fletcher a single. Wow. So here is Cedeno in from the right side, and that pitch is low and in, ball one. Now, I thought it was a ways that Palamaki had to come in, but I thought he got there, and I thought that a good throw gets him, and it looked like that throw was either airmailed or off the glove of Gatewood, but it would have been on time. But they say base hit for Fletcher as that swung on and missed. And it's 1-1. Cedeno has flied to right twice. The pitch is off the outside, and it's 2-1. Kenny Rosenberg, 3 1/3 innings. He gave up 4 runs. They were all earned on 7 hits. Three walks issued by Rosenberg. That swung on a line back to the mound. Kalish catches it and then throws to first for the easy double play. Leandro Cedeno lined it right back to the mound. Kalish stuck out his glove, caught it, and turned to first. And Dominic Fletcher had nothing that he could do. He was off the bag, obviously had to anticipate going to second base there. And Cedeno hits the ball hard again, but lines into a double play. 1-3 on the back end. And with that, two outs, the base is empty, and Seth Beer coming up. The pitch to Beer is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Again, the final line for Kenny Rosenberg, 3 1/3 innings. He allowed 7 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He walked 3, and he struck out 1. Aces 4, B's 1, top of the fifth inning. 3 to the right of second, and the pitch is swung on and pulled up the first base side. It's going to be taken by Gatewood, then dropped for a moment, but he easily picks it up and underhands to Kalish, covering the bag. A 3-1 put out ends the inning. Jake Kalish very much involved defensively in that frame. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and none left. Bottom of the fifth coming up. It's 4-1 Reno on the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Aces 4, the Bees 1. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, Jose Gomez, Jake Gatewood, and Anthony Mulrine for the Bees. Reno, again, trying to earn a split of this series here in Salt Lake City. On the out-of-town scoreboard, they are just underway. Bottom of the first inning in Sacramento, no score. The Aviators and the Rivercats. Aces, of course, hoping the Rivercats can help them out today as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Gomez. Reno's magic number is 10. If the Aces win this game, it would be 9. If the Aces win and the Rivercats win, magic number would be 8 going into Tuesday's game as that pitch is low and outside, and a ball 2 to Gomez. Fought with the wind and the pitch. And Gomez swings and pulls one to the left side. It's going to be taken by Cole Tucker, and he'll throw to first in time to get Gomez. That is out number one here in the fifth inning. And Jake Gatewood coming up next. Gatewood struck out swinging his last time up in the second, his only other time up. It has been a frustrating series for Jake Gatewood outside of that three-run homer that he hit yesterday. There's the wind and the pitch. And it is a strike on the outside and nothing in one. That three-run homer, Gatewood's only hit in this series. He's a 1-for-17 in this series. The pitch is swung on and lined foul down the right field side and out of play. No balls and two strikes to Gatewood. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Albuquerque with a 3-1 lead over El Paso. That game is heading to the third inning. Albuquerque trying to play spoiler last couple of weeks of the year. The 0-2 is swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Gatewood, and his frustrations continue. 5 strikeouts now for Brandon Fott. And Fott, since giving up the home run to Michael Stefanik in the fourth inning, has retired 4 in a row. And Anthony Mulrine coming up. He flied to center his only other time up. Oklahoma City's getting after it. They lead Tacoma 8-1. The Dodgers falling out of first place yesterday, but they lead it 8-1. Sugarland is leading Round Rock 2-0. That game at Dell Diamond in the eighth inning. And the pitch is swung on and missed. And nothing and one to Mulrine. Here it's the Aces 4 and the Bees 1. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss, and now nothing in 2. No balls, 2 strikes to Mulrine. Jake Palamaki on deck. Here's the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. It will not get to Palamaki this inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame worked by Brandon Fott. And for Fott, his third one of those in 5 tries. And he punctuates with back-to-back strikeouts. He now has half a dozen. As we go to the sixth, it's the Aces 4, the Bees 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
With a 4-1 lead, we go to the top of the sixth, and the first pitch to Camden Dusenak will miss up and outside. Ball one. Dusenak, an infield single his last time up, and that extended his hit streak to 8 games. He's got an 8-gamer. Cintron's extended his to 11, and the pitch is swung on and popped up into the sunny haze on the infield. Stefanik, the second baseman, is there and waving his arms to the right of the second base pillow. He makes the catch. And Dusenak is out number one here in the sixth inning. Fan Appreciation Day presented by Greater Nevada Credit Union will be on Sunday, September 18th. Join us for a celebration of you, the Ace Ball fan. Some of the festivities include an Aces pint glass giveaway while supplies last. Dollar Hot Dogs, a 10th anniversary celebration of our 2012 AAA National Championship team. It's going to be a great day. For tickets, renoaces.com as that pitch is outside. And ball one to Canzone, who's 1-for-1. Zone has doubled and walked today. Center fielder Harrison slightly towards left. 3 to the right of second. The third baseman Gomez is well off the line, even with the bag. And the 1-0. And a swing and a chop to the right side. To his right, two steps goes the overshifted shortstop Palamaki. He collects and throws to first, and two up and two down. Andrew Stankiewicz coming up next. He flied to right his only other time up. Nevada Donor Network proudly presents the Silver State Diamond Challenge, and it encourages all Aces fans to be heroes by registering as organ, eye, and tissue donors at registerme.org. We all have the power to save and heal lives. Here's the pitch, and it is off the outside, ball one to Stankiewicz. Pitch, and it is off the outside, and it's 2-0. A balanced infield. Stefanik, the second baseman, shaded toward the middle. And here's the pitch, and it is off the outside, 3-0. So three balls and no strikes to Stankiewicz, trying to reach base for the first time. The 3-0 pitch is taken for a strike on the outside, and it's 3-1. Jake Kalish came in, got that double play in the fourth. He worked around the leadoff single in the fifth as he lined, or got to Cedeno to line into a double play. Back to him was that to liner to the mound. He's got two up, two down here in the sixth, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Stankiewicz down to one knee with a mighty hack at that pitch, 88 in on the hands. But from 3-0 to 3-2, Kalish has rallied here in this sequence. Cole Tucker is on deck. Three-two, and it is in tight, ball four. It was a breaking ball, and Stankiewicz does work a walk and is aboard for the first time.
33, Cole Tucker.
Brings up Cole Tucker, who's one for one. Tucker singled and scored in the third. He walked his last time up in the fourth. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1 is a strike on the outside, and now nothing and two. No balls, two strikes. Stankiewicz at first base with two outs. It's 4-1 Reno. The Aces about to hit the Bees 8-3. Here's the pitch, and Tucker swings and fouls it back. He waited on a 75-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. Runner goes, and now they have him hung up as Stankiewicz at second base, and he'll be tagged out by Stefanik, and that ends the inning. A pickoff caught stealing. And it goes 1-3-4 with Stefanik, the finishing tag. So Tucker will lead off the seventh inning when we get there, but for the Aces in the sixth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and after that, none left. Bottom of the sixth coming up. It remains the Aces 4 and the Bees 1.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered with gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Aces 4 and the Bees 1. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Brandon Fott has pretty much been on cruise control in this game. Fott, his usual self, hasn't walked anybody. He's given up three hits. One of those happened to be a home run to Michael Stefanik as that pitch is up high, ball one. But other than that, Fott has allowed two singles, and he comes into this inning having retired five in a row. One ball and no strikes to Jake Palamaki. He winds over his head and the 1-0, and it's outside 2-0. Fott has worked three clean innings. Third baseman Stankiewicz is even with the bag. The center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left. All the infielders are pushed back except for Stankiewicz, the third baseman. Here's the 2-0. And that one floats in for a strike. 79 on that pitch from Fott. And it's 2-1. There is activity in the Salt Lake bullpen. A right-hander is throwing. I think we have that person identified. So the pitch on the way is off the outside. And it's 3-1. Okay. It's Tuki Toussaint. Here's the wind and the 3-1. And a swing and a chop foul through the first base coach's box over by that exposed bullpen. The Rivercats have grabbed a 1-0 lead over the Aviators. That game is heading into the third. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. It was a half-hearted wave by Jake Palamaki. And that is 7 strikeouts for Fott. That's 3 in a row. So Palamaki now 0 for his last 10. And that pitch is low, ball 1. One ball and no strikes to Keen Wong. The third baseman, Stankiewicz, is even with the bag. Here's the wind and the 1-0, and it is off the outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Elsewhere on the out-of-town scoreboard, Albuquerque leading El Paso 3-1. That game in the bottom of the third. Oklahoma City all over Tacoma 8-1. That game heading into the fifth as that swung on and rolled to the right side. Cintron has to range to his right, vacuum it with a backhand, and then throw to first, and he does all that in time to get Keen Wong for out number 2. And now Dylan Thomas. Sugarland has added to its lead 5-0 now. They lead Round Rock. Dylan Thomas has flied to center and struck out looking. Over the head windup and the pitch, and Thomas will take off the outside, ball 1. Fans get to the park early on Saturday, September 17th. It's our Aces T-shirt giveaway presented by T-Mobile. Don't miss out on the final giveaway of the 2022 season. Limited quantities are available, so get your tickets today at renoaces.com, as that's going to be a strike on a swing. Thomas tried to hold it and could not. It's even at 1 ball and 1 strike. The windup in the 1-1, and Thomas takes inside, and it's 2-1. Fott has retired 7 in a row now since the home run by Stefanik. Here's the wind and the 2-1, and it's low and inside. 3 balls and a strike. The 3-1 on the way is swung on and lifted to a deep center field. Going back is Dominic Fletcher, but that one is going to be long gone off of the batter's eye. And Dylan Thomas, who hit a mammoth home run last night, hits another one, this time off the batter's eye to straightaway center field. And the second solo home run of the game for the Bees makes it 4-2. The Aces lead trimmed to 2 runs, and for Dylan Thomas, his 15th home run of the season. And that blast stops Brandon Fott in his tracks at 7 in a row set down. So here is Stefanik in from the right side, and the pitch is swung on and grounded weakly to the right side and taken by Cintron, and he throws to first for the final out of the inning. So Fott right back on track after giving up that home run to Thomas. For the Bees in the sixth inning, 1 run, 1 hit. Thomas homer, no errors, and none left. And at the top of the 7th, it's now Reno 4, Salt Lake 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street,
or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Tuki Toussaint is the new pitcher for the Bees, and Toussaint facing Cole Tucker. Tucker was up when Drew Stankiewicz was picked off, caught stealing to end the sixth. And Toussaint, the right-hander, deals a strike, and it's nothing in one. Toussaint, a former first-round pick, the 16th overall selection of the Diamondbacks in 2014, and the pitch is going to be a ball off the outside. They appealed the check swing and no, says the third base umpire. So one ball and one strike. Toussaint never did see time with Reno. As the pitch is swung on and bounced to first, it's going to be taken by Gatewood on the second hop, and he'll take it himself. Three unassisted for the first out, and now to the top of the order, and Giancarlo Cintron Toussaint, a veteran of 57 Major League games, most of those with the Braves. Toussaint making his fourth appearance with the Bees. This is his first relief appearance with Salt Lake. He's made eight appearances, two starts with the Angels this season, has a 4.62 ERA for the Halos. Cintron swings and fouls it to the backstop netting for strike one. Toussaint first got to the big leagues in 2018 with the Braves, went 2-1, had a 4.03 ERA, was with the Braves in the big leagues again in 19 for 24 games, 2020 for 7 games, and then last season for 11, as that swung on in line left center field, and a base hit for Giancarlo Cintron, and firing back in quickly Dylan Thomas, who lost his ball cap. Thomas had to go in the alley to cut it off. And it was a wide turn by Cintron. And ho-hum, it's another three-hit game for Giancarlo Cintron. Kid just keeps hitting. And Jose Herrera comes up next. Herrera is 1-for-3, an RBI single in the third for Jose. Fan Appreciation Day, presented by GNCU, will be on Sunday, September 18th. Join us for a celebration of you, the Ace Ball fans. Festivities include an Aces pint glass giveaway while supplies last, dollar hot dogs, and a 10th anniversary celebration of that national championship team that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. For tickets, RenoAces.com. I know I've read that one before, but definitely want to hammer it home. You want to be at Greater Nevada Field a week from today, as it looks like Cintron's going to have to hand some equipment off to, I think it's Marolio coaching first base. But you want to make sure that you're out there a week from today to honor that 2012 national championship team. By the way, it's Jake Hager coaching first base for the moment. There's the 0-1, and it's swung on and grounded to the right side. Could be two. It's taken by Palamaki. He extends the glove, tags Cintron for one, and then throws to first, and that'll be a double play if it stands. That ends the inning. I didn't think that he got Cintron, and Cintron is protesting to the base umpire that he was not tagged. I think John Carlos eluded that tag. And Gil Velasquez is out to talk here with the third base umpire, Ben Sontag, as well. At first glance, I couldn't be sure because it was on the backside of Cintron, which is an obstructed view for me. I'm looking on the far side of John Carlos's body there for the tag. Was funny. God bless America here on September 11th. Stops everybody in their tracks. It stopped me in my tracks. It stopped the arguments on the field. Gil Velasquez was getting in it with the umpire, and then everybody stopped and stood at attention for God bless America, and it snuck up on us. But of course, today we remember those lives lost on September 11th, 2021. It looks like those arguments have simmered on the field. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's 4-2 Reno on the Aces Digital Network.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and Orlando Martinez in from the left side, and the pitch is off the outside from Brandon Fott, and it's nothing and one to Martinez. Martinez 1-for-2, a bunt single in the second inning, and that was the first hit surrendered by Fott. He's only allowed 4 hits. 2 have been solo homers. That swung on and fouled to the first base dugout. 1-1. Fott has really been in command here. And the Aces with a 4-2 lead and are 9 defensive outs away from earning a split of this series. Here's the pitch, and it is low and inside. 2-1. The Aces would also earn an outright win in the season series. If the Aces win this, they'll have taken 16 of the 30 head-to-head with Salt Lake. 2-1. The wind, and here it comes. And a swing and a looper into right, but it's going to be caught by the overshifted second baseman, John Carlos Cintron. Get used to that, or don't get used to that, because you won't see it for long. That won't be allowed next year, but for the moment, John Carlos Cintron able to station himself in shallow right. And he makes the catch on that soft liner, which next year will be a single for Orlando Martinez. But now it's out number one here in the seventh inning, and Monte Harrison in from the right side. Outfield straight away. And the wind and the pitch. And Harrison takes a strike on the outer edge, and it's nothing and one. He's struck out twice looking. There's the 0-1, and it's just wide. One ball and one strike. Tuesday at Greater Nevada Field, Taco Tuesday when we get back home. That's presented by Join Inc. and Alice 96.5. Two street tacos for just $6. And if you want to wash it down with a beer, make it a $10 package. That's swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-2. And tickets at RenoAces.com. Again, we're back in town Tuesday and host the Rivercats. After that series, we'll head to Vegas. And then back home for three, and then perhaps back to Vegas. The pitch is swung on and bounced up the third base side, foul. One ball, two strikes to Harrison. The last possible date for baseball is October 2nd for the Aces, and that would be if we get to the AAA National Championship. Still a ways to go, of course. Aces have to punch their ticket. And then they got to win Game 1 in Vegas in the playoff if they get there. A swing and a fly ball to right field foul territory, and Cedeno ambling over there by the tarp, and Cedeno can't quite haul it in. Cedeno did a nice job getting over there with that 290-pound frame and into the exposed bullpen where there's somebody warming up. So the guys down in the bullpen had to bail, and then Cedeno had to be aware where the tarp was, and he stuck his glove out and just not quite in the right spot, but he was in the vicinity. Aces bullpen is quiet. Outfield straight away. Here's the wind and the 1-2. And a swing and a foul tapped to the backstop by Harrison. One ball and two strikes to Monte Harrison. The outfield straight away. Here's the wind, and here it comes. And a swing and a foul sprayed off to the right. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Vegas right back. They score three runs in the top of the third inning. So Vegas has a 3-1 lead in Sacramento. That is still in the top of the third. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a foul off to the netting above the first base dugout. Albuquerque with a 4-1 lead on El Paso. That game in the bottom of the fourth inning in Albuquerque. The wind and the 1-2. And it is strike three called on the outside corner. Harrison is down looking for a third time, and he slumps as he walks back to the first base dugout. Tough series for Monte Harrison, and an especially tough game with three strikeouts all looking. And for Fott, that is his eighth strikeout, so it's the second time in the series he has struck out eight. Jose Gomez in from the right side. And the pitch. Gomez swings and loops one toward right field. Canzone will drift back, angle to his right, and make the catch for the final out of the inning. So 1-2-3 go the Bees in the seventh. And seven in the books and on to the eighth in Salt Lake City. The Aces 4 and the Bees 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery.
only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
Dominic Fletcher in from the left side to start the top of the eighth inning, and the pitch on the way is up high, and it is ball one. Fletcher facing Oliver Ortega, the new Salt Lake pitcher, and it's on the way, and it's swung on and looped into right center field, a base hit. So Fletcher is on, and Ortega takes over for Touki Toussaint, who went one inning, and Toussaint did not allow a run. Gave up one hit and did not walk anybody, nor did he record a strikeout. So Leandro Cedeno, who takes that pitch outside ball one. Cedeno's hit the ball hard a couple of times today. He's flied out to right on two occasions. And then last time up, he had a line drive, but right into the glove of Jake Kalish. Here's the pitch, and it is in tight. Jake Kalish went to 2 2/3 innings into his outing and did not allow a run. All Aces runs were scored off Kenny Rosenberg. A swing and a shot through into right center field, and a base hit. It's headed toward the alley, around second, heading for third is Fletcher. Cedeno will hold it first, and Leandro Cedeno has set the Aces up nicely here, along with Dominic Fletcher, back-to-back singles. And Cedeno's hit puts runners at the edges with nobody out, and the Aces primed to add to this lead. And Seth Beer coming up next. Beer in from the left side. The third baseman Gomez even with the bag, and Seth swings and lifts one toward the right field line. Dylan Thomas moving to his right, now coming in. Thomas makes the catch, and Fletcher will bluff. And now he has to try and dive back to the bag, and he's tagged out. The throw is taken up the third base line. I want to say by Gomez. And it was indeed Gomez who cut it up the line. And Fletcher, I think, was expecting that throw to go a little bit deeper than it did. And Fletcher was late to get back to the bag. And he tried to duck in there. And Fletcher was almost frozen in place. And that was a nice job by Gomez to take that strong throw from Thomas. And then have the presence of mind to reach down and apply the tag to Fletcher. So Beer flies out to left. And then 7-5 on the back end of that double play, and Cedeno now at first with two outs. What a stunning turnaround this inning, and the pitch is up high, ball one, and the Aces have really struggled in those spots in this series, especially late in this series. You go back to a couple of nights ago, the Aces had the bases loaded and one out in the ninth inning, couldn't score. Last night, Reno had runners at the corners with nobody out in the seventh, couldn't score as that swung on and missed. And here they had runners at the corners, nobody out, and now are left with just a runner at first and two outs. And they've been all outs on the base pass, really most of the time that have been doing them in. Here's the pitch, and Duzenac swings and misses, and it's now nothing and two. Duzenac 1-for-3, extending his hit streak to 8 games with an infield single in the fourth. He also scored a run. The Aces a two-run lead, 4-2. And right now they're lamenting not having any more. They had runners at the corners again and nobody out. Now a runner at first, two outs. Cedeño takes off and the pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right. Leandro Cedeño, all 290 pounds of him got mobilized there on that 1-2 pitch. Here's the 1-2. Cedeño does not go this time, and it's low. Two balls and two strikes. Cedeño has seven career steals. He's been caught four times. Cedeño's last steal came last year with the Springfield Cardinals, his only steal of the year. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Duznak down on strikes. It was an elevated 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Oliver Ortega, and that's the first time the Aces have struck out since Fletcher did it to end the first inning. So an inning filled with promise ends up being lackluster for the Aces. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left. And going to the bottom of the eighth, the Bees still hanging around. It's the Aces 4, the Bees 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Brandon Fott is back out for the eighth inning. And Fott has been cruising. That over-the-head windup and the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back, and it's strike one to Jake Gatewood. If Fott can get to one more out here, this would be his season high with Reno. Fott at 85 pitches at the start of this inning, and that's swung on and missed. And it's nothing in two to Gatewood, who has struck out his last two times up and has struck out a ton in this series. Again, only one hit in this series. It was a three-run homer yesterday. Here's the wind and the 0-2 on the way, and it is a slider down and away, and Gatewood did not go, says the first base umpire on the appeal to check swing. Gatewood struck out 10 times in this series. Here's the pitch. And make it 11 as he is fooled on a slider. They appeal, and yes, he went, says Paul Clemens. No doubt about it. And that's the ninth strikeout for Brandon Fott. And he's one away from matching his high with the Aces. And that's five in a row set down by Fott after that home run by Dylan Thomas. What a performance today by Brandon Fott. He's allowed just two solo homers, and outside of that, two singles. No walks, nine strikeouts, and here's the pitch. And it is a strike on the outside corner to Anthony Mulrine, who has flied to center and struck out swinging. The Aces 4 and the Bees 2. Reno is out hit Salt Lake 11-4. And the pitch. pitch is up high. And it's 1-1. There is action in the Bees bullpen. This might be Ryan Smith. I thought we saw him loosening earlier. It's not. There's the 1-1. And a swing and a miss. A breaking ball down and away. That's still sharp pitch for Fought late in the game. And it's now 1-2. Grant Dayton is the guy in the pen. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Fought has 10 strikeouts today. So Brandon Fought matches his high with the Aces. And he's got back-to-back strikeouts to begin the eighth, and now Jake Palamaki. Fought has thrown 93 pitches, 68 for strikes. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left. Here's the wind and the pitch. And a swing and a little looper. That's going to be over the exposed bullpen down and left and off the netting. And it is strike one to Palamaki. Ace is going to get that bullpen working. Speaking of working, it looks like Brandon Workman is throwing up in the Aces' pen. Playing catch now with Dominic Maroglio. The pitch is swung on and lined toward the left field corner, and it is slicing out of play. And it's nothing in two to Palamaki. And Brandon Fott here has a chance to strike out the side in order, swinging to end his outing most likely. No balls and two strikes. 0-2 the head wind up in the 0-2. And it is up high. 1-2 two strikes. The wind and the 1-2, and it's away, off-speed away, and Palamaki no thought of a chase. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palamaki now 0 for his last 10. Center fielder Fletcher is towards left center. The pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Brandon Fott has struck out the side, swinging in order in the eighth inning, and likely that will be the exclamation point to his outing. A new season-high 11 strikeouts for Brandon Fott, and what a brilliant performance today. Nothing across for the Bees in the eighth, and we go to the top of the ninth. The Aces 4, the Bees 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
First pitch of the top of the ninth inning to Dominic Canzone. Misses up high, ball one from new pitcher Grant Dayton. So Dayton, the lefty, is on and becomes the fifth Salt Lake pitcher of the afternoon. A swing and a looper, shallow center field, angled out to his right. And making the catch is Jake Palamaki. At a sharp angle to his right, Palamaki was facing out to left field when he made that catch. And one away for Drew Stankiewicz. Oliver Ortega preceded Dayton, and Ortega went one inning and gave up two hits. The Aces had runners at the corners, nobody out, and then a double play. The Bees fifth of the game, by the way, matching a franchise record as that pitch is outside, ball one. Center fielder Harrison slightly towards right, and the pitch is swung on and popped foul back out of play. But Ortega did not allow a run. No walks and one strikeout. Ortega was preceded by Tuki Toussaint, who went one scoreless inning. And now it's J.B. Wendelken throwing in the Aces pen, so likely Wendelken will try and close this out. Pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's now 1-2. Toussaint gave up one hit, no walks, and did not record a strikeout. Kenny Rosenberg, the pitcher of record for the Bees, he gave up four runs on seven hits and 3 1/3. Dayton's 1-2 is low and in, and it's 2-2. Grant Dayton making his 32nd appearance for the Bees, no record of 5.58 ERA in 31 innings. He has given up 19 earned runs on 34 hits, 13 walks, 31 strikeouts. The 2-2 is upstairs. Check swing by Stankiewicz. And a full count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Again, the Aces bust back to Reno after this game. Old school. Couldn't find a flight out tonight, so it was either wake up early tomorrow and fly, or just get on the move after the day game. And the 3-2 pitch is up high, ball four. So Stankiewicz draws his second walk. And that is the fifth walk issued by Salt Lake pitching. And now Cole Tucker, who's 1-for-2. Tucker has singled and scored. He's also walked and grounded to first. I was talking about it a bit last night. It'll be neat to hop on a bus and do it old school. A lot of these guys are coming up in the lower levels of the minor leagues. We'll hearken back to those days, as will I, as the pitch is outside, ball one to Tucker. The center fielder Harrison is slightly towards right. The second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle. The 1-0. And it is a strike on the outside, and it's even at 1-1. Well-placed pitch there by Dayton. The kick and the 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball straight away center field. Jogging in is Harrison, and Harrison will make the catch for out number two. So two down, now to the top of the order, Giancarlo Cintron, who has had a day. 3-for-4. Extending his hit streak, getting 3 hits in the process, driving in 2 runs, and he's scored a run. Giancarlo Cintron, the guy that you want at the top of your order. Throw to first, and back standing goes Stankiewicz. Again, Wendelken is warming in the Aces' pen, so likely J.B. Wendelken when we get to the bottom of the ninth inning. And for the Bees, it'll be Wong, Thomas, and Stefanik if anybody reaches Martinez. Runner goes, and the pitch is low. The throw down to second base will not be in time. It skips into center field. Stankiewicz, though, didn't see it. Popped up with his back to center field. So Drew Stankiewicz has a stolen base. And for Stankiewicz, that is his second in an Aces uniform. And that levels him off for the day as he was picked off caught stealing in the sixth inning. 4-2, the Aces with the lead in the top of the ninth inning. A base hit would likely make it 5-2 and give them a big insurance run. The 1-0 is swung on and missed, pitch diving down and in. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a foul back. That was an elevated 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and now it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Giancarlo Cintron. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's swung on and lifted to straightaway center field. Harrison is there, and Harrison makes the catch, and that ends the top of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left stranded. So we go to the bottom of the ninth. It will be J.B. Wendelken coming in to try and save this game for Brandon Fott, who was brilliant today. So we go to the bottom of the ninth in Salt Lake City. The Aces 4 and the Bees 2. And we are back after this on the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and after a brilliant start from Brandon Fott, J.B. Wendelken will try and save it. And Wendelken takes over to face Keen Wong, Dylan Thomas, and Michael Stefanik. The Aces leading 4-2. And for Wendelken, he is 3 of 5 in save chances. The center fielder Fletcher is towards left center, and the pitch on the way is outside, ball one. Brandon Fott spins 8 innings. He gives up 2 runs on 4 hits. 2 of the 4 hits were solo home runs. Michael Stefanik and Dylan Thomas, 2 of the guys scheduled this inning. Here's the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed, and it's even at 1-1. Fott did not walk anybody, and he struck out a season-high 11 with the Aces. Wendelken on the third base side of the rubber, and JB kicks and fires, and the pitch is a strike, and it's nothing in two. Wendelken 5-1 with a 3.32 ERA in 16 appearances, well, this being his 16th, so in 15 appearances, 19 innings, he's allowed 7 runs on 11 hits, 8 walks, 23 strikeouts, and the pitch is going to miss, slider from JB, and it's 2-2. Keen Wong has flied to left, popped to first, and grounded to second. Some room to the right of second. And the 2-2 is swung on and missed, and Wendelken goes off speed and gets Wong reaching. So Wendelken picks up right where Fott left off. Fott struck out the side, swinging in order in the eighth, and Wendelken opens the ninth with a strikeout swinging of Keen Wong, and that is a 12th strikeout for Aces pitching. So in from the left side is Dylan Thomas, and Thomas, who's homered today and yesterday, can only make this a one-run game if he does so again. That pitch missing inside, ball one. Thomas always a threat to go deep. When Delkin delivers, and it is a strike at the knees. And it's nothing in two. No balls and two strikes to Dylan Thomas. JB sets, and here's the pitch. And Thomas takes in the dirt. And it's one and two. Cole Tucker, the shortstop, is slightly, or he is to the right of second, and he's slightly toward the middle from the right side of the infield. The third baseman, Stankiewicz, is back toward the outfield grass. One ball, two strikes, and when Delkin kicks and throws, and the pitch swung on and missed, and that is five strikeouts in a row for Aces pitching. And now Reno one out away from splitting this series and reducing the magic number down to nine. So here is Michael Stefanik. JB Wendelken has a chance to make it six strikeouts in a row to end this game for Aces pitching. So JB literally picking up where Fott left off. Here's the pitch, and it is right there for a strike, 93, and it's nothing and one. The outfield straight away, two on either side of second. The kick and the 0-1, and it's high and tight, and it's one ball and one strike. Stefanik trying to reach base to give Orlando Martinez a shot. Here's the 1-1, and it is in tight with a breaking ball. Two balls and one strike to Stefanik. Wendelken's 2-1, and it is a fastball away at 94. So Wendelken has every incentive here to come right after Michael Stefanik. And the most he can do is make this a one-run game if he connects on his pitch. The 3-1 is taken right there for a strike, a 90-mile-an-hour get-me-over pitch, and now it's a full count. It really makes no sense for Wendelken not to come after Stefanik here. If he walks him, the possible tying run would come to the plate. So you want to make Stefanik earn it. Three balls, two strikes. Reno leading 4-2, needing one more strike. The pitch is in tight, ball four. He threw him a front door slider, and it missed. So the Bees will have a chance here with Orlando Martinez coming to the plate. And if you're thinking about it, Martinez in 52 games has five home runs. Martinez is not homered in this series. And he has a tying run at the plate, and the pitch is taken just off the outside at 95. Third baseman Stankiewicz is right at the edge of the cutout, even with the bag. Tucker, the shortstop, shaded toward the middle. The second baseman, Cintron, on the grass and shallow right. There's the 1-0. And a swing and a little cue shot foul tapped to the third base dugout. And it's one ball and one strike. So that walk breaks up a stretch for Aces pitching of nine in a row set down and five strikeouts in a row. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a line drive foul off to the left. And once again, Wendelken and the Aces are one strike away from a win here in Salt Lake City. One ball and two strikes to Martinez. There's the 1-2, and it is a foul ball. It was a check swing, and somehow it found the bat of Martinez. So it stays one ball and two strikes. If Martinez reaches base, Monte Harrison would bat next. When Delkin pauses, trying to find that last strike, here comes. Swung on and missed, and he found it. And J.B. Wendelken strikes out the side in the ninth inning with a walk mixed in. And for Aces pitching, the last six outs they recorded in this game, and seven of the last eight were strikeouts. That is incredible. No runs, hits, errors, and one man left for the Bees in the ninth. Wendelken works one inning, does not allow a runner a hit. One walk and three strikeouts in picking up the save. Our final totals today here in Salt Lake, Reno 4 runs, 11 hits, and no errors as they earn a series split. Salt Lake 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Brandon Fott, who was magnificent. 8 innings of ball in which he struck out a season-high 11. The losing pitcher, Kenny Rosenberg, now 2-5 in the save to J.B. Wendelken, his fourth. We'll have the official time of the game and the paid attendance coming up on the post-game portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next from Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. Again, our final score, the Aces 4 and the Bees 2, and the post-game show is coming up next on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Welcome back inside Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. Zach Beirutti, glad to have been with you for this one. It has gone final. The Aces behind a stunning performance from Brandon Fott today defeat the Salt Lake Bees by a final of 4-2, and in doing so earn a split of this series, and they get that magic number down to 9. If the Rivercats were to come back and beat the Aviators today, the magic number would be 8 heading into the homestand on Tuesday. Let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aces, 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 6 stranded. The Bees, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They stranded 3. The winning pitcher, Brandon Fott, he is now 4-0. The losing pitcher, Kenny Rosenberg, he is now 2-5. And the saved J.B. Wendelken, his 4th, in a game that took 2 hours and 15 minutes to play. The paid attendance was 3,458, 3,458 on a sunny Sunday afternoon here in Salt Lake City. Well, let's take you back through it. The Aces would get enough runs for Brandon Fott between the third and fourth innings. The Aces scored 2 runs in each of those innings. And in the third inning, Cole Tucker with a leadoff single. And then Giancarlo Cintron, an RBI double, scoring Tucker all the way from first. And with that double, Cintron extending his hit streak to 11 games. And the Aces had a 1-0 lead, and then Cintron would score on an ensuing single by Jose Herrera, and that gave Reno a 2-0 advantage. The Aces would double their lead in the fourth inning, a leadoff home run hit by Seth Beer, and Seth going the opposite way for that home run. And for Beer, his 14th home run of the season, and that made it 3-0. The next batter, Camden Duzenac, singled and stole second. Then Dominic Canzone would walk, and after that, Drew Stankiewicz flied out, but then Cole Tucker walked. So the Aces had the bases loaded with nobody, or bases loaded with one out, and Cintron would come through again, this time an RBI single to left, and that RBI single would make it a 4-0 Reno lead. And those are the four runs the Aces got off Kenny Rosenberg, who went 3 1/3 innings. He gave up four runs, all earned on 7 hits, 3 walks, 1 strikeout. A nice job done by Jake Kalish, who came in and induced an inning-ending 3-6-3 double play. He inherited the bases loaded with nobody out, or bases loaded with one out, and got that double play. So it could have been a lot worse for the Bees there in that fourth inning. Brandon Fott was cruising right along. Fott gave up a bunt single and a little flare single in the second inning. And those were the only 2 hits he gave up outside of the 2 solo homers, the first of which came with one out in the fourth inning. Michael Stefanik, a home run to left, his second home run of the series, and that made it 4-1. And then Fott proceeded to retire 7 in a row before Dylan Thomas' 2-out solo homer in the sixth inning, Thomas' second in as many games. That made it 4-2. But Fott went on to retire the final 7 hitters that he faced after that home run, and Fott struck out the last 3 in order in the 8th inning, and Fott would strike out 4 of the last 5 that he faced in just an impressive, impressive performance today. Fott spinning 8 brilliant innings. He gave up 2 runs, both earned on those 2 solo homers, 2 of 4 hits that he allowed, no walks, and a season-high 11 strikeouts. So Fott going 8 innings for the first time in an Aces uniform and collecting the highest strikeout total that he has in an Aces uniform with 11. And then J.B. Wendelken came in and slammed the door of the ninth. Wendelken struck out the first 2 batters. He did walk Stefanik on a 3-2 pitch, and that allowed the Bees to get the possible tying run to the plate, but Orlando Martinez struck out swinging to end the ballgame. So Wendelken strikes out the side in order. The last 6 outs recorded by the Aces were strikeouts, and 7 of the last 8 outs the Aces recorded. 7 of the last 8 outs they recorded were strikeouts. So great, great pitching today for the Aces, who win it by a final of 4-2 and win the last 2 games of this series to earn a split. And the Aces, by the way, win 16 of the 30 versus Salt Lake this season. So Reno winning the season series outright. Our final totals again: the Aces 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 6 stranded. The Bees 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 3. The winning pitcher, Brandon Fott, now 4-0. The losing pitcher, Kenny Rosenberg, now 2-5. And J.B. Wendelken, his 4th save in a game that took just 2 hours and 15 minutes to complete. The paid attendance was 3,458, 3,458 today here at Smith's Ballpark. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, this game is one of 2 finals. It was Sugarland over Round Rock 5-1, so a tough loss there for the Express, who come into today's action a game back of first place El Paso. And right now, El Paso is losing in Albuquerque 4-2. So Round Rock and Oklahoma City, for that matter, hoping that Albuquerque can hang on and win that game. Oklahoma City's probably going to win. They're up 15-1 on Tacoma. That is in Oklahoma City and in the top of the 7th inning. And then the game that concerns the Aces the most is in Sacramento. They're in the top of the 6th at Sutter Health Park, and the Aviators 3 and the Rivercats 1. So the Aces hoping that the Rivercats can come back and win that game. And if they do, then the Aces' magic number would be 8. But for now, it is 9 going into Tuesday's action. And on Tuesday, the Aces host the Rivercats, their final 6-game homestand of the season. It'll be a 6:35 Pacific time first pitch. Our pregame coverage on the radio will be at 6:25, and the starters for that game on Tuesday have yet to be determined. But it's Taco Tuesday at Greater Nevada Field. 2 street tacos for $6, and if you want to add a beer to the deal, it becomes a $10 package. And again, it is Tuesday, 6:35 first pitch. Our pregame coverage on the radio and MILB TV begins at 6:25, and we look forward to having you with us for that. And that about does it for us tonight, or today, from Salt Lake City. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. Do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. Would also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff. Thanks to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side. And thanks to A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden, who run the social media. My booth side statistician was the great Sean McCall today. And I'm Zach Beirutti. saying so long from Smith's Ballpark. Once again, our final score this afternoon, the Aces 4 and the Bees 2. We will see you on Tuesday. Enjoy the day off. We'll see you on Tuesday back home at Greater Nevada Field. 6:35 first pitch. The Aces and the Rivercats. Our pregame coverage at 6:25. We'll look forward to catching you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, what remains of your weekend, and the day off tomorrow. And so long from Salt Lake City.